Books and Arts.
Book Review. Japanese History. Selective Memory. Ways of Forgetting, Ways of Remembering. Japan in the Modern World. By John Doerr.
As the ghosts of the Pacific War judder back to life in Asia, it seems appropriate to consider how nation-states remember and misremember the past. Japan's current tiffs with its neighbours, China and South Korea, are rooted in the march to war and its undigested aftermath more than 75 years ago. They are inflamed, however, by different narratives of history and by national media coverage that is often parochial and amnesiac. Conflict and memory are the themes that animate this new collection of essays by John Doerr, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning Embracing Defeat, 1999, which looked at Japan after the Second World War. Mr. Doerr is particularly interested in Japan's sanitization of its military past, but also the way history in general is often a tool used by the powerful. Mr. Doerr discusses his surprise at hearing his own work cited after 9/11, when American officials evoked the post-war occupation of Japan as a model for post-invasion Iraq. President George W. Bush should have seen that Japan provided no model for occupying Mesopotamia, Mr. Doerr wrote in a strikingly prescient 2002 New York Times op-ed reproduced here. To rush to war without seriously imagining all its consequences, including its aftermath, is not realism, but a terrible hubris. He returns to the terrain of embracing defeat, marvelling at how the vicious racial hatreds of the Pacific War dissipated so quickly, as though turned off like a spigot. The lesson for Mr. Doerr is not only that reluctant civilians must be mobilised by propaganda to fight and die, but also that new realities force new biases. No side, he argues, launched a more sophisticated propaganda blitz than the Japanese, who saw their mongrel enemies as biologically inferior. But they were hardly alone. During the war, Americans viewed their Asian rivals as monkeys or rats. But with the start of the occupation, Japan became an ally. The popular racism in the American media more or less stopped and stayed buried until the 1970s, when Japan emerged as an economic superpower. This resurrected Japanese stereotypes of predatory economic animals in Western suits who were launching a new financial Pearl Harbor. The spigot of racial hatred had been turned back on. When the fighting is finished, history is written inevitably by those in power, observes Mr. Doerr. The standard American view of the struggle against Japan is that it was just and moral. But this grants little space for the ghastly side of victory, which included the airborne destruction of 66 cities and the incineration of more than 500,000 civilians. China and Korea's political elites have found it endlessly useful to bang the nationalist drum to unite potentially fractious populations against their old enemy. Japanese conservatives have made it easy for them, whitewashing the past and attempting to pass off Imperial Japan's rampage across Asia as a holy war against Western colonialism. Selective memory is often a harmful feature of children's education. Japanese high school textbooks devote impressively little space to the war, reflecting official attempts to downplay the dark aspects of Japan's modern history, writes Mr. Doerr. For its part, China's government relies on its struggle against Japanese aggression for its historical legitimacy, so memories of wartime atrocities are kept fresh in schools. This helps to explain the strikingly different public reactions to the current island disputes. While the Chinese angrily take to the streets, the Japanese stay at home and watch it on TV. For a solution, Mr. Doerr looks to the 20th century views of E.H. Norman, a Japan expert and Marxist historian. Like Norman, he feels that most countries need a revolution from below against any system that represses freedom, sacrifices life, and retards the creation of true self-government. All citizens should be able to challenge the narratives held by elites. At a tense time of toxic nationalism in Asia, this book is a timely reminder of the uses and abuses of history.